Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Today on the TMZ Podcast.
Welcome to the TMZ Podcast. Harvey Levin here.
Charlie Knapp here.
Courtney here.
And Fabian here.
We have a lot to talk about. I'm actually super excited to talk about Tiger Woods because it is one of the most remarkable.
It's exciting.
It's so remarkable. But before we do, a couple of things about Kyle Rittenhouse. So this is really upsetting on so many levels because on both sides of this, you know, I just don't think people are processing this thing right.
No.
Because, first of all, this kid never should have had an AR-15. He never should have crossed state lines. He never should have gone there to try and take care of business.
Yeah.
But that said, I mean, look, this wasn't a case about whether somebody should come across state lines or anything else. It's about whether this was self-defense. And the jury said yes. And there was evidence of, you know, right on the stand where the surviving guy said, yeah, he shot me after I pointed a gun at him. Now, what I'm saying is you need to separate all of the ridiculous things about this kid from the legal duty on the part of the jury. And the fact that it's gotten conflated and people are pissed off because they wanted him convicted. And then on the other side, the fact that they're lionizing this guy, making him into a hero, you know, where this is so ridiculous, where I'm just blanking on the congressman who said, I want to make him an intern.
Matt Gaetz.
Yeah. Matt Gaetz.
Matt Gaetz, among others.
That was awful.
Yeah. It's just, he's just so irresponsible. And just the idea that he would that he would try and make this guy heroic is absurd on both sides.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
this whole thing is bugging me.
I think a lot of people can agree that he probably shouldn't have been there. Here's the thing. There's so much misinformation because he didn't cross state lines. We just have to clear up the facts here
wasn't really even that far.
No, he has ties in Kenosha. His father lives in Kenosha, and he partially lived in Kenosha. So this whole
he wasn't there.
And
he
no one needs an AR-15 on the streets. No one does.
Well, yeah, I agree with
that.
And
he was wearing gloves, and like the whole thing.
Hold on,
let's
just clarify something, because the thing is, like, first of all, Wisconsin is an open carry state, all right? So, like, there were other people that night that had AR-15s.
No, he was allowed to do...
Shot had a gun.
Hold on. I'm not saying legally that, you know, he couldn't do it. I'm saying it's ridiculous mother would let a 17-year-old go to, you know, go to a demonstration with an AR-15. What is
she... But we let 17-year-olds enlist in war.
No, we don't.
No, they have
no,
to be
we actually don't, Charlie. Well, they have to be 18.
So I think, again, we can all agree that, like, him being out there with an AR-15, you know, it was antagonizing. He might say, no, I wasn't antagonizing. I was just there to help, and I was there to defend this car dealership or whatever and to help his community. That's his whole thing. But the fact is it's silly to be out there with an AR-15 in the middle of a protest that's already racially charged. People see you and they're going to perceive one thing because he's thinking, oh, no, I'm just out here. I'm kind of defending myself. It's like, dude, like if you're
defending himself from what, though?
But you know what we're doing?
The protests got very violent.
Yeah, but he didn't have to go.
We should not be retrying this case.
No, right.
The case is over. The only point I'm making is that, you know, both sides in this thing, people who are angry about the verdict, people who support the verdict, I think everybody's just missing the point. The jury did what the jury was supposed to do. And even the pundits, some of whom are now on TV blasting what the jury did, said while they were deliberating, the prosecution has a real uphill climb here. They may not have proved their case. And they were going through all of this. So you could still say, look, technically, the jury is right. It was self-defense.
It was obviously self-defense.
There's no question about it.
But really bad judgment in the first place to be there.
100%.
And to offer this kid an internship. I mean, Matt Gaetz,
it's
awful.
I was
really surprised to see Biden speaking out like also including like his own feelings. And I saw something like, oh, maybe Kyle could like take legal action.
So let's talk about that, because this whole case weirdly has turned into this racial conversation. I don't really understand why, because everybody
it was a Black Lives Matter.
It was a Black Lives Matter, but it was a bunch of white people who got shot. So it has nothing to do with race, really. People just want to conflate it and make it about race.
And you know what's interesting? Nobody is talking about that, and it's so obvious, right?
Right, and it's interesting because there's this whole argument of like, oh, if this would have been a black guy in the exact same situation, he would have been thrown in jail right away, would have been convicted. Funny enough, what the media is not talking about is this guy named Andrew Coffey, whose acquittal also came down on the same day out in Florida. It's a whole other different case. It's very similar to Breonna Taylor. He was out in Florida, and in 2017, him and his girlfriend got raided by SWAT. He didn't know what the hell was going on. He opened fire in self-defense, ended up killing his girlfriend, and they ended up charging him with murder for that. Attempted murder for all the police officers that he shot at. And the guy, he got off. A jury found him not guilty. And guess what? He was black. So that whole narrative of like, oh.
Well,
like,
and you know who else is kind of pushing that narrative, but in a subtle way, was Kamala Harris, which really bugged me when she said, you know, I respect what the jury did, but where there's, I've always worked for equity in the judicial system.
Right.
And clearly there's a lot more to do. That clearly there's a lot more to do, to me, means she's saying, I disagree with the verdict.
And,
definitely.
But getting back to what you said, Charlie, about Biden and potential legal action, that's the whole thing. So a lot of people have early on came out and called this kid a, quote, white supremacist, because I don't know, because he was up in a bar, I guess, after the fact, and he did the OK sign or something. And, you know, to some, that's perceived as like a white power sign, mm-hmm. which is crazy, because I guess you just can't flash the OK sign anymore. But whatever. Biden, when he was running for president in his campaign, it's still up. This tweet is still up on Biden's page. And frankly, he can be sued, I think. He said, you know, like, you know, President Trump refused to disavow white supremacists, and they did a compilation video of all these different people, and Kyle Rittenhouse is prominently featured in that video. So not only did Biden characterize him as a white supremacist, but like Colin Kaepernick characterized, he's straight, after the verdict came in, he was like, you know, he called this kid a white supremacist. So yes, Kyle can follow in the footsteps of, what's that kid's name, Nick Sandman. Remember that kid?
Yeah.
When he faced off with the Native American guy?
Well, Nick Sandman.
Oh, yeah.
And he ended up suing CNN and the Washington Post, and they settled.
He's getting a lot of money.
And he's getting a lot of money. So
Kyle
Rittenhouse
can
also,
if he's smart, he will.
We don't know, honestly, we still don't know what Kyle Rittenhouse is.
Oh, no.
What do you mean?
There's a, where are we going to talk about the Tucker Carlson interview or no?
No.
A clip surfaced from that. I don't know if you guys saw that.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
There's a clip Tucker Carlson put out last night teasing an interview that's going to be airing tonight. It's an exclusive interview with him. And he's basically saying, and Rittenhouse is saying, I'm not a white supremacist. This is not about race. I actually support BLM and I support peaceful protesting,
protest, why bring an AR-15?
Exactly, and that's the whole thing. Like, I think he was out there kind of looking for trouble with the AR-15, but that's a whole other different point. The fact is, He defended himself. And considering all, just if you look at the facts of the case, like, people were literally chasing him down. He was running away from the scene. Joseph Rosenbaum ambushed him in the middle of the night, chased him down, and like, your video, it's all on video, and yet he felt like he needed to shoot the kid. So,
well, look, I mean, again, we don't have to retry the case.
Right.
The point being, it's just both sides in this thing, it's become so tribal.
It is tribal.
Oh, God. Okay, let's do something like
lighter.
This. Tiger Woods?
Yeah.
Not lighter. Awesome. It's just.
Well, it's also lighter, too.
I mean, I think Tiger Woods.
I can't believe he's back.
He could be the most legendary golfer.
Well, he already was the most legendary golfer, even before the accident.
Not just because of his skill. I'm talking about a guy who was one of the greatest golfers of all time, went through this personal turmoil, and then just sunk and mm-hmm. looked like he would never come back. He comes back.
Right. He won another tour.
And then he gets so badly injured, he almost lost his foot.
That
and everybody
was
said,
terrible.
You will never golf again. You'll be lucky to walk again.
Right.
He walks, and now he's on the golf course again. If this guy, if this guy goes back in the pro tour and wins, there's nothing like Tiger Woods in sports.
Because it was 9 months after the crash, and he's already back.
It's
after
unbelievable.
That.
Exactly.
It's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
I'm more impressed with this recovery than I am with Conor McGregor, because like I feel this is so much faster. And Conor was—it's unreal to see Tiger back out there swinging.
Right,
and it looked good. I was like, I can't even do that on top golf. I know. I was like, what?
Now, we don't know how many swings he took before he settled on that.
Yeah, right? Because he only posted one clip and it was only 10 seconds.
The fact that he's even out there at all swinging, it's clear he wants to play again. That's what this is telling me. Like, he's not hanging it up. He's not writing off the fact that he can play. He wants to get back out there and compete again, which is just, you're right. Like, if he comes back.
Well, in his some ways, you don't think it could just be.
Even if he goes out there and just plays in another pro tour, I don't forget about winning. If he wins, my God, he'll be a god. I mean, literally among men out here, but.
Among men.
I know.
Among athletes or whatever. Among us mortals. Because, like, Tiger Woods is literally on another level of athlete, especially if he comes back from this and competes. I mean, it's going to be... It's the stuff that, like, legends are made of.
You don't think
sure.
he's just out there, like, just, you know, hitting the balls for fun. Like,
no,
not having
He wouldn't have posted
it. He did this on pooping.
But, like,
you
could go to miniature golf and, like, just
this
have fun.
This was intentional. And
he
awesome.
Has a game plan, and I'm so excited.
Yeah, no. You know what's so funny? I think there are non-golfers now, people not interested in the sport, who are going to follow him and cheer him on. I really do. I mean, it's just... It's remarkable what this guy has gone through.
Yeah. It really is.
And the fact that he's already past his prime, and he's well past his prime, and he still wants to get
in. He's like Tom Brady.
He kind of is. He is. Never goes away.
Okay. So this is perilous to even talk about. Let's talk Britney Spears for a minute, because I feel like Christina Aguilera got dragged a little bit unfairly here.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So Christina was on the carpet for the red carpet for the Latin Grammys.
Right.
And... For whatever reason, her publicist, when somebody asked her, what do you think of Britney, her publicist just tried blocking it, which is absurd to do, with a microphone in front of him, knowing the sensitivity of this and the relationship and history between Britney and Christina. This is what happened.
Britney, have you had any communication? Have you guys had any communication?
No, we're not doing that tonight. I'm sorry. Thank you.
But I'm happy for her.
Yes, thank you, Mama.
But you know, sometimes publicists do have conversations with celebrities talking about topics that are off limits.
Right.
Let's
get to what Britney says. So Britney reposted the video on her Instagram story and added this caption, you know, refusing to speak when you know the truth is equivalent to a lie, 13 years in a corrupt, abusive system. Yet why is it such a hard topic for people to talk about? So she thought that the fact that Christina really didn't want to, it seems like, you know, whether it's Christina or her publicist, I agree with you, Charlie. I think that they're probably on the same page here.
And Christina could have easily said, you know, to her publicist, no, I actually want to talk about
but
this.
But she could have. She easily could have.
But instead,
right.
she let him whisk her away.
She did.
Like, she couldn't be a part
so
of this.
So do we think Britney would have responded like this if the publicist didn't jump in? Do you think she would have been, like, still, like, satisfied with Christina?
I don't think she would have been satisfied.
That's actually a good question, that if the publicist just stood up.
Yeah.
And the question was, have you spoken to Britney? And if she said, no, I haven't, but I wish the best for her.
Right. But
my question is, would that have been okay?
I think she wouldn't have posted it. Britney wouldn't have been so upset.
But
she gave
that exact answer.
She did, but it almost felt like when the publicist jumped in that Christina and the publicist talked before and Christina didn't want
to
talk about it.
You have to
assume
that they did talk before. The publicist wasn't going rogue and like, no! Like, it's like, come on, girl. Like, he works for her. Like, come on.
And then Britney posted what she does appreciate, which was a clip of Lady Gaga openly talking about Britney and supporting her.
And Lady Gaga was great.
I mean,
she was graceful.
Just a stand-up gal.
And the thing is, like, look, I'm not trying to trash Christina Aguilera or get into her head about what she actually thinks or doesn't think or you know, because to her credit, Christina Aguilera on Twitter posted this very lengthy statement.
She has spoken out in support of Britney.
On Twitter. It's different on camera though. It's different in person. And I think we can all like, admit that. And Lady Gaga seemed a little more
But I think Lady Gaga and Christina are different because Christina and Britney have so much history together.
Do.
Like
bad history.
Negative.
Yeah,
history.
Like negative history. And they started when they were like nine together and came up. So it's like she knows.
Yet you say that if the publicist just shut his trap and she answered the question by exactly the way she did it, which is, no, I haven't spoken to her, but I wish her the best.
But don't you...
If you think that would have satisfied her, she gave that answer.
Yeah, saying I wish her the best is like not really an answer.
It is, and the thing
is, the question wasn't, what do you think? The question was, have you spoken to her?
Yeah, but
Like, that was the
something
question.
That would suffice would be, you know, I haven't spoken to her, but I would like to say to her X, Y, and
saying
Z.
Saying something like that.
Well, just saying, no, I haven't spoken to her.
Why are you saying this to this reporter on a red carpet necessarily?
Because you should feel passionate about what she's going through.
But what if she just says, I haven't spoken to her, but I wish her the best. I mean, Lady Gaga's was better.
Yeah.
But it's like at a point, what do you want her to do? Hand wring at that point?
Well, what Brittany thinks is that Christina is refusing to speak. That's what she literally said in her caption. Refusing to speak when you know the truth is a lie. And so what she's seeing in this video of Christina, where we do see her speak, she thinks that she is refusing
but
to
what,
speak.
But when you say refusing to speak, what does Christina know? Does she know?
I have a thought on this.
What does she know?
Is it possible?
She's known Britney for a very long time.
But what does she know about the conservatorship that lets her into this conversation in a meaningful way?
And I think that's kind of where this is. It's like, I feel like, and you can't, look, I'm kind of changing my thinking on this a little bit, because maybe it's possible that Christina Aguilera, one, doesn't know too much about it and doesn't want to weigh in on something she doesn't know too much about. And also, maybe she thinks, like, you know what? Like, it's not really that my issue. And like, you don't, like, I support Britney Spears. I'm happy she's out. But not everyone has to be rah, rah, rah about it. Like, maybe Christina isn't. And that's something that Britney just maybe doesn't seem to comprehend. Like, maybe people either don't care and or maybe they're not that happy for me. And,
or
like,
they just don't know.
Or they just don't know. Maybe they're ignorant to it. Like, who knows? And like, if that's Christina's perspective, then like you can't really trash her about it. Like, she's just,
but
like,
I feel
look,
like Christina knows Britney's history.
And you're right. You're right.
Well,
that's
no,
true.
No, but her history in a conservatorship.
No,
other than headlines,
that's the question.
Yeah, it's just clear that like people are not. I don't know who Britney is close to these days anymore. I really don't. And I think it's unfair. Like, unless if you're close with Christina behind the scenes and she spoke like this about you in public, then you have a right to be mad, I think. But if not, if you're not really close to her and you guys are sort of like, you know, estranged or whatever, then, you know, let it go. I mean, come on.
And,
like,
and actually, you know, now I'm switching sides a little bit because remember.
Wow.
Now the tides are turning now.
Remember when Britney had posted saying, like, if you didn't help me then, don't speak on it now. Do you remember when she posted that?
Yeah, she's very resentful,
That would scare me to speak up if I wasn't around the
conservatorship. But Christina did speak about it before.
Well, no. But actually, Charlie has a point, because then you open yourself up to, how dare you talk about me now if you didn't then. So you can't win either
but
way.
This is such a touchy thing, because frankly, I think a lot of people might be worried about Britney. I know that, and maybe Britney's thinking, don't worry about me, I'm fine. And maybe she is fine, but people know the history. They know how she got into the conservatorship. Now that she's out, they're kind of like, they're worried. They're kind of scared. It's a touchy subject, because, you know, is this person stable? We don't know. And, you know, if you haven't been in touch with Britney, you probably don't know either. So I don't blame people who don't want to, like, fully dive in. And, you know, Lady Gaga, to her credit, feels apparently close enough to Britney, you know, feels strong enough about the cause to speak. And that's great. But if you don't, you don't necessarily have to. You don't have to, like, anyway, that's just, it's a whole thing. But I don't know. I don't knock Christina Aguilera.
Okay, we're going to move on.
Wait, okay, so we're going to talk Adele, but I'm curious, are we talking about the Spotify thing or the great debate?
The Spotify thing annoys me.
It just
so
is
much.
The worst.
Okay, I guess we're going to talk about the Spotify thing.
Yes. It is the worst. So,
do you want to lead the Spotify thing?
Why don't you explain
it's very simple. So Adele came out with her new album this week, 30. It's on streaming platforms everywhere. Go check it out. There's the plug. And for Spotify, you know, they have a shuffle feature, which is actually, I think if you don't go out of your way to not shuffle, I think it actually shuffles by default. In any case, it's a big feature of Spotify. You can shuffle. Apparently, Adele brokered some kind of deal with Spotify ahead of time for her album and said, no shuffle, don't remove the shuffle button from my album. Don't let people shuffle. They got to hear it in order, because that's what I want and that's how they should listen to it. And it, you know, whatever.
Was
it
just for her? I thought it's for all. I thought Spotify removed
her.
It. Just for her.
For her.
You guys, this is Taylor Swift level. If this was Taylor Swift that was doing this, people would be.
People would go nuts.
Yes.
But you guys, I get it. You can't watch a movie out of order.
Guys.
Come on,
okay,
there's a song.
Hold on. What if I just don't have two things? I don't have an interest in the story, but I like the seventh cut in the album.
Yeah.
Why can't I listen to the seventh cut?
Sometimes you just want
to
feel
your
jam.
To listen to the first six. And the other thing is that, okay, so this is autobiographical and you need to listen in order. Suppose I listen to it three times and then I really like cut nine.
Or seven or six.
Or seven or six.
You like three of them.
Okay, so I've already heard your story, and now I want to listen to cut 7 or 9 or 6.
Wait, I'm confused.
I have
so
to listen
can't...
to the whole thing again.
I know,
again.
Like, that's I only annoying. Got a 15-minute drive.
I thought it was shuffle, not going to a specific song.
No, so, like, you have to listen
shuffle
to a song.
Shuffle is different. Shuffle is, like, it plays random songs
right.
at
so
any
maybe,
time.
Right, so maybe we should clarify. So, yeah, shuffle meaning you can't just, like, play random songs, but I think you can still go to individual
yeah,
tracks.
I'm sure.
I can't confirm
that's
that.
That's different.
If she,
I don't
if
think
she
shuffle
got rid of that,
is specifically shuffling the songs out of order.
Right.
And just playing it as, like,
listen to them in order. And right. I only have a 15-minute drive. I want to hear track 9. I want to jam out. I don't want to hear
that's
a
thing.
Slow
song. I think you can,
song.
Courtney.
I don't...
In any case, I think you're right, Harvey. Like, look, when I listen to new music, like, I listen to the first, like, 30 seconds of the song, maybe. And if you don't have me in 30 seconds or less, I'm out. I'm moving
30
on to the,
seconds?
Yeah, I'm a skimmer. I'm a skim listener. Like, I just skim the music, looking for good beats, catchy hooks, and I'm moving on. Like, I'm not there to absorb the content or any of the... I don't give a shit. I'm an easy listener. Just give me something easy to listen to that I can vibe
you're
out to.
You're an easy
to.
Listener?
I'm
I
an
feel
easy
like
skim
you're...
listener. Mm. I'm one of those listeners that you can like that artists bank on, like just idiots that just want to like vibe out who are not actually listening to the content. I know Adele has like some deep, meaningful story or whatever, but I don't really give a shit about that. I just want to hear the vibes. And anyway, so if that's why shuffle for me is great because I want to get through it. But
all I know is I bought the Adele album over the weekend and it
you
is
bought it. What do you
fire.
Mean you bought it? Like a hard copy?
A CD.
Well, because she wanted to listen to the track that she wanted to listen to.
I got it from Target.
Why would you just buy the digital album?
I just, because I have a CD player in my car. I'll just pop it in
oh
and let
God.
It play.
You are such a throwback.
I know. I have an iPod Shuffle, too.
Oh, my
for the
God.
She loves her iPod
so
Shuffle.
Oh, my God.
Quick, there was another story we did over the weekend that got a lot of chatter. So apparently this debate has been raging since last week. Somebody at another outlet, they were having this debate about who's the best singer between, I don't know how Taylor Swift got compared to Whitney Houston.
Why?
But they ooh. Did. It was outrageous. This woman, this not this girl, but this woman was like claiming she was defending Taylor. Like, no, Taylor's the, you know, and she was saying that Taylor's the better artist because she writes her own songs. She just has a more of like a better artistic profile, I guess.
And she plays
but
a
she
guitar.
Was, she,
but
I mean,
Whitney Houston's
which,
voice.
But which one I understand the part about Taylor writing songs because she's
right.
amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But she, they weren't comparing singing,
I
were
think
they
kind of were because the girl
oh
the
God.
Girl seemed to say, yeah, I think Taylor's a better singer too, which
oh
is such
God.
Which is
oh
such
my
a,
God.
This is
well,
such
Whitney's
an absurd,
voice is uncomparable.
It's just such
yeah.
an absurd
Whitney's
take.
Number one, and I love Taylor.
You can't even talk.
But the latest development, it is, it's a stupid argument, but the latest development that made it more interesting was this weekend. Adele got roped into the conversation and said, oh, well, what about Adele and Whitney? And then all of a sudden people were talking about Adele and Whitney. People were saying,
Adele
doesn't really hold a candle
Whitney.
To Whitney. No, because if we're going to
but
rank,
Adele does write her own songs.
She does, but like, let's just talk about pipes, because that's all I really care about. Again, I don't care about you know,
who,
the content.
Who is a better singer than Whitney Houston?
Nobody. I don't know.
I mean,
Houston.
Celine Dion is oh. close.
Mariah Carey
is
maybe.
Close.
But I love
I
Whitney,
Whitney
Houston's songs.
First. I know.
Like
when she did Dolly Parton.
Right.
Oh my God.
Just, obviously, Adele is a way better singer, just like just vocally, than a Taylor Swift is. Taylor's not even in the top 20, frankly. But,
Let's slow your roll.
Yeah. Whitney Houston, it's just such an absurd, because a lot of people had a lot of opinions. And like,
you know what? We shouldn't.
Whitney Houston is number one.
Right.
I think she's number one. Right. Mariah might be number two. Maybe Celine is number three. And Adele's somewhere like number 11.
I remember when Whitney Houston hit. In fact, a friend of mine was her publicist.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
And I remember having dinner with him one night, and he said, I'm representing this woman, and I'm taking her around to L.A. this week, and I'm telling you—
So this is when she was new.
This is before she hit.
Wow.
And he said, this woman—
we're getting an OG story from Harvey here.
Her name
wow.
is Whitney Houston, and it was Scott Barton, and I remember this, and
wow.
he said, she's going to be a big star. And I remember thinking—
Did you meet her?
Huh? No.
Oh,
I never met her.
Damn.
You never got to meet her?
No.
That's a shame.
But I remember hearing this and I thought, oh, come on. And all of a sudden, just boom.
What was the first thing that she did that made her hit?
God, what was it? I want to say I Want to Dance with Somebody, but I don't remember.
Oh, that was her first big like international hit, for sure.
But I remember hearing it on the radio and thinking, oh my God, he's right.
Well, because that song, even if you put it on now, you still want
to
dance.
Listen
like listening to it in
voice,
your head.
When you listen to her voice, I thought, I've never heard a better voice in my life.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
To try to sing along with her is very embarrassing.
To put a bow tie on this, I wrote this line in the article.
No, it's a bow. It's just a bow. It's not a bow tie.
Just put a bow on this.
I thought it was the male version.
Sorry,
I'm
getting all my phrases mixed up here. But, so I wrote this line in the story about this Adele, you know, Whitney comparison and whatnot. I basically wrote, and I think this is true. You can let me know, because I know you're an old school music kind of guy.
You can just call him old. It's fine.
Okay. Singers of the past were way better just vocally than singers of today. It doesn't even compare.
Well, Ariana Grande.
Well, Ariana Grande is one of the select few who actually can sing
Taylor
pretty
Swift,
well.
Taylor Swift, Kelly Clarkson, Carrie Underwood. There's a lot of artists today.
Well, but you know why,
people
Fabian?
Like Dua Lipa and Halsey, Fabian, they're not really
but you
great
know why?
Singers.
Oh, I love
Dua Lipa. You know why? Because there was not auto-tune.
Right. Because the voice back in the day carried more weight in selling. These days, it's all about image and branding. How can we market
you
as an artist? The voice is secondary.
Like when the
it's a shame.
When they performed
Motown, I mean, come on, Motown is
genius. Do you know how Motown did it? Right now, the way they do it is the backup singer sing, and then you have, you know, the lead singer, and then you have the. They all did it at the same time, and it was harder, and you had to be a really good singer
you
to
did.
Carry it.
Talent was.
Are you talking about harmony? Like
everything. I'm talking about vocals, harmony,
yeah, vocals,
everything.
Like, yeah, range was big. Like,
everything.
Like, what I'm saying is basically David Ruffin, I consider one of the best singers of all time, frankly. And you just don't see, even if there are people who can sing like David Ruffin now, they don't become big stars, which is so sad to me.
I have no idea who David Ruffin is.
He's from The Temptations.
Oh, God.
Come on. Anyway,
why don't you say The Temptations?
Don't make me feel bad. Okay, we're gonna leave you.
We are.
You can check out our podcast just about anywhere you want.
Yeah. Spotify, Google, watch us on YouTube.
Apple Podcasts.
And we will talk to you Wednesday, pre-Thanksgiving.
Take it easy.